Khaled Al-Ghindi joins us, a fellow at the Brookings Institute. He previously served as an advisor to the Palestinian leadership on permanent status negotiations with Israel. Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
You know, we watched what happened last week. It was a pleasure to finally see the shooting stop, but I'm wondering how long that's going to hold and if they're both on the same page as far as keeping the shooting down.
Well, that is, of course, the question that's on everyone's mind. How durable is this ceasefire going to be? And I think it's a legitimate question, particularly when the past 5 or 6 years, the policy of the United States and Israel has been to try and somehow isolate Gaza from the broader Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which simply cannot be done. And I think the, kind of repeated eruption of violence in the Gaza front really shows that the issue cannot be dealt with separately from a broader arrangement between Israelis and Palestinians.
What are the main points of contention? Is it having to do with this new border arrangement?
Well, from the Palestinian standpoint, the biggest problem has been the siege or the blockade that Israel has enforced around Gaza since it evacuated the Gaza Strip in 2005. So pretty much since then, Gaza has been closed off from the rest of the world. It is virtually impossible to import or export anything into Gaza. There have been some modifications over the past few years to that blockade regime, but they've usually come about, they're very partial, and they allow humanitarian assistance and sort of basic foodstuffs, but it is very difficult to reconstruct Gaza, which is already a very, very poor and destitute population. So that's from the Palestinian side. From the Israeli side, of course, there's an insecurity related to the barrage of rockets directed at Israeli towns and cities. So but the root cause really is, at least in terms of Gaza, the closure of Gaza to the rest of the world.
Why did the Israelis impose a blockade?
Well, initially, I was part of these negotiations when Israel withdrew from the Gaza Strip. There were talks between the two sides on how to manage the border crossings and what could or couldn't go in and out of Gaza, and where exactly Israel would redeploy to around Gaza. And a lot of those issues remained unresolved. After a few months after Israel withdrew, there was a Palestinian election in which Hamas surprisingly won a majority of the seats in the Palestinian parliament and therefore had the ability to form the government. And so the boycott and siege of Gaza really began with Hamas's election in 2005.
Well, we know that...
I'm sorry, 2006.
Okay, go ahead. We know that Egypt is hosting these talks. How will the controversy there over the new Islamic president Morsi impact the talks and the direction of this whole thing?
Well, obviously, Egypt played a very critical role throughout this whole crisis, and it's not by coincidence. Egypt is a stakeholder in Gaza. It has a border with the Gaza Strip. It has instability in its own border area around Gaza on Egyptian territory that is connected to the situation in Gaza. And so it has a vested interest in stabilizing the situation in Gaza. So it was, and of course, being the one of only two countries that has formal relations with Israel, it was very well placed to serve as the mediator between the two sides, especially since, as you pointed out, Egypt has an Islamist president with very strong political and ideological ties to the Islamists who rule the Gaza Strip, Hamas, which is a sister organization of the Muslim Brotherhood, or an offshoot of the same party that that the Egyptian president comes from. So it is a natural mediator, as well as historically Egypt has taken a leading role in the region, in the Arab world in general, and particularly when it comes to the Palestinian cause.
Khalid Al-Ghindi is our guest. He's a fellow at the Brookings Institute with us on America's Radio Newsline. Thank you so much for coming on. We sure appreciate your time today.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you.